And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, dear listeners. This is your Tech Eagle on this lovely Tuesday here in the capital. Wherever you find yourself, still nonetheless, it's the same Tuesday that we're all experiencing. But as mentioned with the, as the Free Your Mind squad and team had now exited, in terms of just taking a look at what we're going to look at for today, we're going to take a look at one of the most critical skills within the tech industry that no one actually has identified as a skill, as a tech skill. Guys, you do not know how essential this specific person or skill is. Now, you might be asking me, Dwight, are you going to go into an HR discussion? Not really. I mean, not really. But we're going to take a look at, since we are in tech, one of the most creative skills that you can find out there is someone that has a graphic design background. Now, the world of tech has its own cool features and trends. And these things are, they work like in cycles. You know, they, every 6 months, every 3 months, you get this wow factor coming out of the global tech industry, you know, around the world. And these are always geared towards giving the best user experiences around the world. Because even, doesn't matter where you find yourself now in. Conventionally, if you had to go and get a degree or some other type of trade certificate or diploma, you would have been told, feature within your country. Try to do something within the industry that's in your country. But I myself, in terms of the media skills and my marketing skills, because they both come from the qualifications that I've studied, both essentially allow you to look broader, to look global, to look continental, to look regional. But here's the other thing. And you can see that even in terms of some of the reach that we as here at Eagle FM that we're achieving. But all of this is built on the backbone of a handful of skills, or, you know, just a small skill set of people and so on. Now, you might be asking me, Dwight, what are you getting into? Essentially, I'm stressing the most underrated skill that will never go away. You technically do not need even any formal higher education in the skill, but it is something that you can start at home even. And the unfortunate thing is, this skill is sometimes, what do they call it? You know, when you cut it off and you associate it to a different market, a different trend, this skill is so undervalued in Namibia. I mean, if I can mention to you guys, when I did a 3 month short course for the skill, because that's how much, you know, I could look into in terms of just trying to get something that gives me the insight, because I already had the marketing knowledge and the marketing know-how and the marketing experience. And then you bring in this extra skill, graphic design. I mean, the lady that was giving us the short course, she told us like wonderful stories of how they used to do their whole thing. And I got to saw wonderful sort of like programs at higher education institutions like CPUT, the Cape Peninsula University of Technology, which in essence was two other technicons in Cape Town that were smashed together. It was Peninsula and something else. They were two different technicons, but they were smashed together to make one bigger sort of like technical higher education institute. Now, what that institute has, and it's a critical thing that I've never seen before, it was a wow factor for me, and it is something that is essential, even in the industrialization drive, this fourth industrialization discussion that we hear so much about, the whole drive regarding becoming industrialized. It's one of the most essential things. If you guys guessed it, design. Now you get graphic design, then you get product design, then you get UI, UX design. All of those things speak to the same thing. Having artistic know-how, having the ability to be creative, to generate ideas. I'm doing now, there was this one I considered it not such a very essential subject, but this is subject had, you know, one essential thing in terms of trying to understand how you operate within a team in a company. And it showcased some of the essential things in terms of you try an idea, you generate a proposal, meaning you put it in text and you share it. And if it gets approval, then you try to generate a prototype. Now, prototypes, guys, are usually associated to what? Companies that manufacture. Organizations that manufacture. I don't know if you can consider a company that has to deal with natural resources. They can't generate any prototypes. They can't. The only prototypes that they can give you, that's now when you have to move to the next phase regarding like investment, setting up shop and then continuing with the processing and extraction and so on, is probably like a fishing company here in Namibia or like the mining companies. But the mining companies, it's a question of whether all of them actually process. The process with a diamond is probably just the cutting element, you know, the further diamond processing. With anything metal-based like gold, zinc, silver, platinum, copper, what else is there? Uranium. Okay, with uranium, that is a very radioactive metal. So you can't really process it here in Namibia. But all the others that I mentioned, the only processing that you can think about is perhaps smelting. Now, I know I'm going to sound like I'm going into a little bit of a business and a industry discussion, but you have to look at things from a business perspective. Now, graphic design. One of the essential things is, and this is now to share with you there in terms of understanding how this features into the tech discussion. Tech, guys, without me looking at this computer background, is where a designer comes in. Someone had to give the artistic inputs. Yes, it happens. The artistic inputs. Because this is a manufacturing process. You had to go through a process to make something. Now, a graphic designer, if you look at them in the sense of ad agencies. In an ad agency, a graphic designer forms part of the design department because the person in charge of them would be like the art director and so on. These are the guys, an art director is the guy that sees various concepts, idea concepts that can be materialized into one or other sort of like end product. They can understand, you know, the types of brief, the advertising brief. The advertising brief is usually about, you know, campaigns, how long, what should it do, what's the activation all based upon. You know, all those nitty-gritties that the marketing guys try to, you know, sell you. But an art director understands how and what elements would work. What features in color schemes would associate the overall picture? Now understand, guys, it's not just about designing an ad for a newspaper. Although that is how I would consider one of the best artistic elements and expressions. You know, advertising, advert design or advertising design is one of the most beautiful arts that you can find right around the world. It doesn't take much. Try and watch some creative art designs on YouTube, or even there are many digital archives that give you those aspects. But I want to give you the insight into sometimes how long something can take. Now, someone thinks graphic design is something that you can throw to a 15-year-old. Yeah, you can. That's if the 15-year-old has artistic backgrounds. Sure. In terms of they understand the which colors convey which, you know, messages in advertising, or, you know, you throw it to the guy that studied IT, and the guy that studied IT is actually a software developer himself, and he's like, but artistic design is something else. Graphic design people, and this is now where I sort of like add in one of the most notable designers that I've ever met, and this is a guy that he himself, he was coached on the job. He would explain to you in terms of, now you have to understand, conventional graphic designers, like we understand it, are guys that have exposure in newspaper and magazine layout. Newspaper and magazine layout. The very good ones are the guys that come, that are the ones that get to a ad agency. They've had to establish portfolios and, you know, show their skill set. Others have tried to use various media elements, like generating something, a interactive interface on the internet. Because you can generate something using HTML and all those other little coding elements in terms of, which is not activated to the internet, but it looks like a web page element, meaning it, you make it interactive, but only closing it off from the internet. Stuff like that. I met a guy, he's now, I think he's now, where is he now? I think he's now at the other newspaper group, the NMH newspaper group. He told me he generated his entire portfolio and his CV as an interactive web page. It was a file on a memory stick. It was wonderful. Guys, it was wonderful. The interaction there. It was wonderful. And this is someone inadvertently that has a tech skill that does not actually speak to a tech skill, because the aspect of graphic design is as old as Western civilization. Now let's get a look in terms of what the skill, you know, encompasses, because I also have background in it. And this is now the basics. This is not about opening up a program, guys. It's about having the skill so that you can convert it and know what you can, how you can process it into any tech. Because you can see what the tech is using, which actually transcends or speaks to the graphic design element. Now, I said that at the beginning of this today's program that I will have, in terms of exploring this discussion, the guys from the Free Your Mind Chicken actually hit it on the nail, because that was where my discussion would also, extend into looking at the skills that actually form part of the tech industry, but you don't really realize, you don't actually realize that the skill is there. Now, the first thing that we need to understand, guys, with graphic design. Now, graphic design is a tech career. It is a tech skill set. It is something you can study for, or you can just upskill yourself even in it. Now, what do I mean by this? So, if we have to take a look at, in terms of how a graphic designer sometimes fits in. Now, you get a graphic designer can be split up into one of two types of graphic designers. You get one like a visual designer. Then you get another one known as a augmented reality designer. And then you also get something like I mentioned, the art director or the chief design or creative officer. You also get someone like a multimedia artist or an animator. Remember, All these names or titles or positions that I'm mentioning you, or types of careers that I'm mentioning you, they all speak to the same thing. You've got to have an artistic background in that same sense. But here's one thing. Oh yes, there's another one, the essential one that I met, that I actually bumped into in Cape Town, the product or packaging designer. Product or packaging. It's one of the cool things that I've ever seen. I've also had a sort of like a foray into this, because it was interesting. And it's interesting to know, guys, if you've never ever looked at your milk carton going like, how did they design this thing? Or you look at your can, you know, the tin can when your beans or your beef or your veggies are packaged in. Or if you've looked at the plastic wrapping of something, or at the box of something. It's all this what that product and packaging designer has to do. Now, understand, guys, they all speak to the same skill, to the same skill set, to the same individual. A a graphic designer, because there's artistic element that needs to be incorporated in it. So, first and foremost, I'll get into looking at, you know, I'll highlight the first, the types of skills. Then I'll get into what makes graphic design essential or important in this whole scheme of the tech world and how the tech world is moving. Because it's interesting to see articles and videos all about, you know, with flashy images and flashy types of animations. But have you ever really thought, how is that done? How is it incorporated? You know, that you start asking those questions. How does something like that, how do I get to view it? Besides the obvious thing about the connectability and, you know, the hardware. How did that come to fruition? Now, first up, one of the first skills that I wanted to, or the first sort of like tech or tech-based creative careers that you can look at is, for sure, you get the something like the web developer or designer, but that has more to do with the internet, you know, internet development, website development, and so on. It does have a little bit of layout and graphic design and image editing associated to it, but they are essentially the guys that, like what you now see in terms of like your interactive websites that you now find, as well as also the types of work that they have to do. Remember, these are the guys that they work ridiculous hours. Website, web developers and designers, they work ridiculous hours. Any time of the day, guys, you can forget about sleeping. You work ridiculous hours. Because a website essentially has constant traffic. Traffic links into, meaning, it's almost like if you think about, you have a physical shop in a complex or in a mall. Traffic is about how many people walk through the door. Now, that's the essential thing that a web developer or designer would try to solve, that combination. How to generate, how to attract as much traffic to a website. Now, the skills that they usually look at, or the back and background, is something like a background and a skill in HTML, CSS, that's now Creative Software Suite, Java, PHP, layout, site mapping, graphic design, and image editing alongside wireframes. Then you get something like a visual designer. Visual designers, there's something else. They are people looking at strictly corporate imaging. Corporate imaging. I've also done that. It's actually funny. When I investigated this discussion for today's platform, I've actually had a handful in most of these things except for the product design. That was only in terms of, you know, training. But with a visual designer strictly looks at, if you guys have ever wondered, you know, in terms of the various types of font that you can use in a document, just to share with you, there are companies in this world that will buy a font. If you use their font in your advertising, you can get sued for that. If you guys have ever known about such a fact, now you know. Companies like Microsoft, they use a specific font type for any official communication they make use of. Companies like Intel, it's usually the big companies in the world, Intel. If your eye has a different type of dot on top of it, or your dot is similar to that of Intel's dot on their eye, it's an issue. Because it's intellectual property. And intellectual property has to do with corporate imaging. And corporate imaging has to do with brand awareness. Brand awareness has to do with, and so it just goes on. You just answer one question of another in terms of that font setting. They call it typesetting, but it's actually font. It's, you know, it has to do with the fonts. Text placement as well is another thing. Color schemes. Color schemes. These are all the corporate images that that a visual designer has to deal with. Next up, they do the interesting things known as the adverts, the brochures, website, website layouts as well. They also make use of, their artistic perspective, especially with tech, in order to develop these concepts. Because most of the companies have to incorporate the various tech elements in terms of reaching an audience or reaching external audiences and stakeholders. So it's about being identifiable. For example, like you having your ID or your driver's license or your passport. It's about being identifiable. Or like having, if you're a student at one of the tertiary institutions, it's like having your student card. For you to get access to various facilities, you need a student card. You need to be enrolled. Then you get some, now their background and skills background, once again, graphic design features there. Art. They need a marketing and a sales sort of like insight. Typography. Typography is that font or typesetting element that I spoke about. Image editing. You then get to another interesting thing, but this is more on a tech level, but they do have a graphic design background. User interface or user experience.
It's Sunday lunch and Mama's cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Now we get back from that short break, and where we left off was heading into the next skill set in terms of how graphic design forms part of this ever-changing tech landscape, because it is an underutilized or under acknowledged, if that is a correct phrase to use, but you know, the lack of acknowledgement in terms of understanding how they allow you to see and be able to interact with various elements in the world of tech. The next guy that we look at is the user interface or the user experience designer. Now here they are, this skill is a little bit more technical or more on the sort of like software development. Not software development essentially, but more on the, it is technically, because these guys have to work with websites or mobile applications in order to create the best possible experiences for a user. They also, they are the guys that try to test and retest how you interact with various interfaces or with various platforms. This is where these designers come in. A user interface, a user experience designer. What are the skills in the background? Layout. Once again, it draws back into graphic design. Interfacing, which also includes them having to test run platforms. And then, you just go from there. There is a new one known as an augmented reality designer, but those guys have similar elements in terms of the user experience, user interface, because they have to look at programming as well. graphic design also forms part of it. The same with interfacing, like UI or UX designers. Animation, photography, geography, history, and digital art also come into that. But this is not as well known as the other design careers or design skill sets that we're just having a look at. For the main reason is because augmented reality is similar to the virtual reality aspect. Augmented reality, however, makes use of you applying, clever technologies within design elements. To be honest, the most notable one was when augmented reality was associated to your phone, your smartphone. And what would happen is that for example, you had a physical, magazine or newspaper, and the image you are looking at has certain things embedded into the image. So if you had to take your QR scanner, which was an application extension, which would then, if you scanned the image with the QR scanner on your phone, the image that's on a physical piece of paper, you would see certain augmented reality elements. You can view it on your phone. But it's only something that can be activated when you've got a smartphone with a camera and that application extension known as a QR scanner or the various other types of technologies that have also sprung up from that. So it has an element of being exciting, of being interactive, of being, at the forefront of making use of certain technology elements for product design, for companies, for company campaigns, product campaigns, you name it. But augmented reality is not as impactful as some of the other technologies that have now sprung up, especially the one regarding Meta, because Meta is now the virtual reality element. So augmented reality has a place, but the place is more cornered, more sectioned or categorized towards marketing campaigns, advertising campaigns, and you name it, because it's all about bringing awareness to something. Now, these augmented reality designers, obviously, like I mentioned, they make use of technologies or combining technologies and various methods to communicate something, but they also have the same background as mentioned. Like I indicated, the programming, graphic design, interfacing and animation background, photography, geography, history, and digital art. You then get into one of the sort of like, I would actually call this like the supervisor roles, or the supervisor role in all this is the chief designer or creative officer or an art director. Essentially, this is someone that has a background and skills in terms of art, layout, marketing and sales, typography, image editing, social media management, communication, leadership, and multimedia. Those are the skill sets. And what an art director or an art creative director or a creative officer or chief designer does, these guys have to look at the big picture of a situation in terms of how design forms into a tech strategy. For instance, that Meta campaign that was publicized all around the world, Meta saying, or Mark Zuckerberg saying, Facebook Incorporated is now becoming Meta Incorporated because they want to push the metaverse element. So what do they have to look at? First and foremost, if you had to look at that logo, they had to look for something that associates them to Meta. And they actually went for a totally different concept to the logo itself, because if you have to look at, if you have to criticize and critically look at the logo design or the imaging or the image of Meta now, they went for an infinity sign. If you've ever known what an infinity sign is, and I know some of the ladies, they love that, for those that have the tattoos here about infinity, life is forever, is life always continues and so on. The essential thing is that infinity sign that Meta is using is trying to symbolize, it gives you a subconscious messaging element by telling you Meta will be infinite. It will not be finite, it'll be infinite, meaning always continuing. It'll be there. So, they put two concepts in terms of messaging together. Firstly, the name is Meta to link into the metaverse. But the logo design, sometimes known as the stuka or the insignia, those two elements, just that logo design, that 8 on its side, is actually the sign for infinity. I'll stress it again. It's the sign for infinity. So they're using two subconscious messaging elements. Obvious one, saying Meta, but Meta actually links into the metaverse, which, you know, already exists. And second onto that is also using the infinity design. And that's what a creative director looks at. This is not something that the marketing department of Facebook thought up. They had a creative director. There was an ad agency associated to that. And an ad agency gave them that creative direction. An art director gave them that creative direction. Because the creative direction allows you to get into a strategy. The strategy then knows, will then be able to know how it fits into a mission and a vision statement. From that mission and a vision statement, you then start working in terms of understanding the direction you wish to achieve. And that's how essential it is, guys. Now, one of the more obvious tech design jobs or graphic design jobs is also a game designer. But a game designer has three other elements to it. A lot of people, or for example, in my case, I would throw myself into that same category of a lot of people. When you had to think about a game designer, guys, a game designer, and to give you one of the most obvious examples, is it's not that difficult to think about a game designer. Anyone can be a game designer, essentially. But my two best examples to give you about game designing was the two brothers that are associated and were associated, because one of them left that company. The guys that were behind Grand Theft Auto. And no one actually knew of these guys a lot. These two brothers. They're two brothers. The one is now in 2020. He actually left Rockstar Games. But they are essentially in charge of, they were in charge of Grand Theft Auto. And then the two friends who are now in charge of one of the other multi-billion dollar game studio companies. CD Projekt Red, the guys that are behind Cyberpunk 2077, as well as also the Witcher franchise. Those two guys that started CD Projekt Red, you would not believe me, guys, if I told you that they were just two guys who didn't even go to university. And all they were doing, they were just booksellers. They were just selling books. Fantasy fiction books. They were two friends that were just selling books. They've now become one of Poland's most important technological companies, CD Projekt Red. CD Projekt Red is always involved with various technological projects, like things like this World Skills initiative that took place just the other day here in Swakopmund. They're involved with such things, but make it a more tech-based symposium or a more tech-based trade show or more tech-based skills development program or product product development platform. Stuff like that. They're now one of Poland's most important tech companies, a gaming company. You get to the two brothers that I mentioned that were part of Rockstar. Do you know what those two brothers had in terms of formal education? The one that was in charge of design. Now, here's what you have to understand with a game. And I know, guys, you would not look at a game like I look at a game. Because I've always been trying to understand how does it function. But I've always come up against the technical discussions regarding a game. In a game, or in the sense of like with Grand Theft Auto, you had two main things essentially. You needed design and you needed storyboard, a story. Because a game is technically a story that you have to interact with. You have to do things, you have to do missions. It is a story, essentially. Well, let's not count FIFA. And I know there's a lot of you FIFA lovers out there and PlayStation fans and Xbox fans. You guys are not true gamers, please. I know I'm now looking for trouble with you. You can come through. You can try and look for trouble, but I will essentially educate you in letting you know that playing FIFA or playing anything that looks like FIFA on Xbox or PlayStation is not really gaming. You are just being, you know, in a vegetative state. That's just vegetating. That's just being a vegetable. That's not gaming. With all the other games that you find, games tell a story. You have to interact with the story. I mentioned, essentially, you need storyboard and you need design. Those two brothers from Rockstar. He had a degree in English literature from one other university there in the UK. And the other one had a background in, he was a graphic designer basically. It was a layout and graph. Yeah, he was a graphic designer. Technically, he was a designer. And he was the project lead on design. The other brother was the project lead on storyboard. And if you're going to tell me, no, Dwight, yeah, so what is the implication of something like that? If you want to know how much those two men made from Grand Theft Auto 5, you will be shocked and you will be calling me in here telling me I'm lying. Those two men, essentially, those two brothers, because the product was so powerful and was so well known, those two brothers made in excess each their bonus for the success of Grand Theft Auto 5, GTA 5 as it is known, was a $50 million bonus each. Now you get to ask me, Dwight, how do two men, the one is just a graphic designer, the other one is just a writer. How does that possible? Well, you see how technology allows you to sell your ideas and your products internationally. Guys, it is one of the major things in Namibia. And it's one of the saddest things as well. In terms of Namibia has the potential to leverage such skills in Namibia. How we can get to the next level. But there's a handful of components missing. And unfortunately, this is not the business and economic zone discussion. This isn't. Because the tech industry cannot be fully explored and discussed without a business and economic perspective. You cannot. It's one of the saddest things. Now, a game designer. One of the important things is writing, storytelling, and then multimedia art. Those are one of the essential skills that they will have in their portfolio of skill set. Finally, you get multimedia artist or an animator. The same also, multimedia art, digital art, and then computer animation as well. Mobile designers forms part of like the UI and user experience guys. Product packaging designer, also essential. But product packaging designer, they are the guys that brings your Toyota Hilux Bucky to life. They are the guys that brings your cell phone to life. They are the guys that brings your can of Coke to life. Because for the marketing department or the production department of any major company to know what they have to do, what do they need? They need a drawing. They need a prototype image. They need a scaled sized image of the product. That's what they need. They need to know what the thing looks like and how they can build it. Guys, another thing to also share with you. Outside of Namibia, the scary thing is I've seen in South Africa, like manufacturing processes. Is the idea as mundane as graphic design sounds. Graphic design is not just about making a funeral poster or birthday card post. No, that anyone can do. Anyone can do that. Or making an in memoriam ad, all those things for newspapers. No. Or smacking a water, what do they call it? What's the thing? If you put an image on a video, or watermarking a video or a picture, in order to protect that it's your picture and stuff like that. And those are easy things to do. Those are easy things to do. And that's not actually value addition in the creative arts. That isn't. Because anyone can do it. If you have the software, you have the hardware, anyone can do it. The real skill set comes through. And it's not about working at an ad agency even, or knowing how to do newspaper layout. It's generating ideas that people can make money off. Ideas that can set the next trends in consumerism. Because consumerism pushes most of the tech trends, or the tech trends to vice versa. They actually walk hand in hand together. The tech trend dictates where consumerism go. And the consumerism then allows the tech trend to predict the next trends to come. Guys, the people that laid out, if you've ever noticed over the 10 years of having your Facebook account, your first Facebook account, you couldn't even watch videos. Then the updates started coming in. You can now share a video. You can now share an image. You can now share stuff. Then they brought in that homepage. You can now do this, or Dwight became friends with this person. That's all design. It's all about design because it has an idea. It has a background to somewhere. It's not you being just a software developer. I mean, the software developing guys, all they see is code. If you guys have ever seen what a coder has to look at, or a software developer has to look at, they just see green numbers on a black screen. They're not the one looking at the colorful Windows or Apple screen and the nice application extensions that you click, that you call a shortcut. No. They don't look at that every day. They're looking at code the whole time. Well, if we have to understand now that since tech has now also, since the tech trends have tried to make much of our daily life in some way or another, they've tried to increase the levels of convenience in terms of how we interact with things. Also assume that the tech developers or the software developers have had to do the same thing for themselves. How to be able to complete more tasks in the shortest amount of time. Now I see I'm getting a caller through. Let's hear what this caller has to say. Eagle FM, good evening. Not good evening. My goodness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing?
Man, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the office number.
Our office number?
Yeah.
You're on the studio number. Is that, was that what you wanted to look for, or do you want to talk to someone from the other?
I'm specifically looking for Mr. Kauluma.
The number that you can call is, you dialed the 401 number, so just make it 400 at the end.
400?
Yeah, so you dialed 401, make it 400, 400, then you can try again.
Okay.
All right, thanks for coming
through. Thank you.
Now, it brings us up to our last 5 minutes, guys, here on the Tech Eagle. Now, I've shared with you the skills or the career paths. You can be 50 years old, yes, I'm not joking, and you can still become a graphic designer. You can do graphic design in your own time. Hey, I'm trying to do coding at home in my own time. And I'm trying to understand blockchain coding, especially, because blockchain is the most, has now become the most spoken about, most, you know, sort of like the tech trend that is now the buzzword. So that's me in my free time. You can also do graphic design in your free time. Take a photo, do a few things, but it's all about the creativity element, the creativity level. The more practice, the more perfection you start to include. Remember that? It's something that my mom actually likes saying, practice makes perfect. Although it's an old adage, it does actually speak true to word. Now in the last 5 minutes, okay, I see I've got another caller. Let's quickly get this guy in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Dwight. How are you?
Cool and you, Uncle Buona. It's been a long time.
Cool. Yeah, long time, man. How are you?
I'm all right, Uncle Buona. How you been?
No, we thank God.
Mm.
Yes, I follow your program.
Mm.
And you see, those kind of skills are very important. Eh?
They are.
Very, very important. And it was even in the newspaper where they are saying that not only graphic designer, or even this fashion design.
Mm.
So those are areas which were predominantly, I don't know whether they like fashion design. I think it's not picking up here.
Mm.
It's not picking up. So what we do, we'd rather import. Maybe it's also because we also need some entrepreneurs or emerging farmers to go and start producing this cotton and other issues.
Mm.
In fact, in our country here, everything is just right.
Ne?
Everything, every area is an opportunity.
It is, Uncle Buona. We are like the Wild West. We are like the untouched Wild West, where the beauty that should not be spoiled, but it can be used to our benefit.
This morning, Wanda had a conversation, which also seeded it from all those things, oil and all these other natural resources that we have.
Mm.
And the people are saying, so should our natural resources be rotten in the ground?
Mm.
And even the benefit, when you look at even the newspaper and analyze all the benefits, is almost ours.
Mm.
So it all requires, look at the green hydrogen, look at any other thing, all other sectors.
Mm.
They are all actually ripe. I don't know how you say it, ripe or whatever, for harvest.
Yeah, they're rich for harvesting, yeah.
They reap. You know, I'm trying to pronounce that word.
Yeah, but Uncle Buona, you're trying to say that the thing has already grown, but it hasn't grown yet.
Yes, just like the trees, I mean the fruits that are hanging on the tree, which are ripe and they are ready to fall down, you understand?
Yeah.
That is my analysis. Mm. And so now you wonder, how are you going to exploit those natural resources to the benefit, to benefit the masses, social, economic, and everything?
Mm.
Like now you are saying that, and we become so vulnerable for our own doing. You understand?
Mm.
So can't we see how we can have that courage and take up the challenge and see how we can develop?
And the thing is, Angabwana, you indicated an important thing in terms of it is already there. The natural resource sits there. It's mm-hmm. the same like with us, the people, which is the manpower mm-hmm. in that resource.
The manpower is there, yes.
Now, we have the brains. We have the educational background. We have graduates who have gone to university.
Where are the graduates? They are seated in the, where? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, say, for example, you have done education.
Mm.
With education, that means you are there to facilitate the process of the empowerment process,
mm.
to facilitate skills, mm. to see how you can. Because it is related in education. Are you only taught teaching methodology or techniques? No. They are exposed to a lot of subjects. I have done a degree also in education.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe mine is more on the developmentary program issues.
Mm. Mm.
But, yeah, you can teach. You are also teaching.
Mm.
So you have that technical know-how. You have that knowledge.
Mm.
So now let's talk about the accountant. Those who have done the managerial accounting.
Mm.
Those have done any other things. So if that's why I wonder today, I was saying, you guys, can't we have people who are in the exploration?
Mm.
And the energy is there. Are they not there? Can they team up? Can't we have some skills for them to do that?
Yeah.
And start contributing to the development of the country?
Yeah.
Is that so? I mean, why can't we do that? So the problem is that we become so negative. And everything that we see, even if we see the opportunity, mm. I mean, the challenge that we see, we cannot even convert them into opportunity, mm. economic opportunity. So if that is the case, you should remember that the village, the world is globalizing.
Mm.
So if we cannot organize ourselves and take up this challenge,
mm.
even where I am now at the village here, mm. I am telling you now here at the village where the resources is.
Mm.
So it is hardly to see a man to help you to do the work here.
Serious.
Even if you have your money in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
Labor.
Yeah.
So where are the people?
We have to. That's the big question, Angabwana. Where are the people?
That's the
missing elephant in the room here. Not actually the missing. Yeah, it's a missing elephant because the elephant would have been present, meaning the people are there. Because then you'd ask the next question of what are they doing? But we first have to ask the question is where are they?
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Yeah.
So let's not sit in the shabin.
Mm.
Let's not sit idle.
Mm.
Let's not sit even those who without skills,
mm.
you know, skills in terms of labor.
Mm.
You need labor for you to work like everybody almost come the rural area. Do we really need special skill for us to do that?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So you can do any other production, any whether you want to I mean, this sweet potatoes, cassavas, or any even the tomatoes. People are now looking at, because there are those who want to come up with the fish. You want to have some machinery to convert them into those kind of things.
Mm.
So if you check in those other websites, you can always see, how do you convert these tomatoes into these things? How do you make these cabbages into chips,
mm.
into these dry chips and all these things?
Mm.
So everything for us is great, my brother.
It's already there, Angabwana.
So even the exploration of the oil and things like that, if you look at all the explanation and look at it, even look at the act,
yeah,
it's all ours.
It is.
Where have people got the mentality? Because it's now. Because if you ask you about the Wanja investment act or whatever, so look at it. The thing is still has to go into the parliament.
Yeah.
So let them discuss and deliberate issue and say, on the social aspect, what are our benefits on the employment, everything in our areas. What are our benefits?
Mm.
And then you now look at it, they worthy compared to what you are getting from, you know, this kind of shareholders, the partner. I know.
Mm.
So thank you very much, my brother.
No problem, Angabwana. And Angabwana, sometimes we have to be careful about our business and economic discussion, because I try to keep this as tech, what do they call it, as strictly tech as possible. But you, when you look at things and you look at Namibia, it does need the business and economic sort of like upliftment in order to get us there. But thanks for coming, Zongabo.
Integration, let's integrate. You have the integrated system.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if you talk about tech, because if you focus too much on my if you focus too much on those areas, then you miss it, because technology now tech in that. Even if you look at all the whether it's e-commerce, whatever, are we there?
Only,
are we taking those opportunities?
Only small companies, and it's a small percentage of them.
They are already existing. They are already existing ones.
Yeah, and they are the banks even.
Yes, you see, we are not there.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good to incorporate some of these issues areas of economic, social development, and others, so that even those who may want to get into a non-profit kind of activity, they can also get in there.
Exactly.
It's open for them. But if you just go focus on the tech, a lot of us, we get lost. And we not even understand whether they're talking about economic opportunity or they're just talking about technology, which is already scary. You know, when we hear about technology and all these things, the people maybe they have computerized people.
Exactly.
So thank you very much, Angabona. God bless me.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Angabona.
Okay, bye.
And that brings us to the end of today's program, guys, here on the Tech Eagle. But I'll still be continuing with this discussion because it is such a broad one to look at, especially in the graphic design element. Guys, you don't know how underrated the skill is. You don't know how underrated designing essentially is, because designing gets you everywhere. Designing allows you to develop an industry that people just did not know about. We don't have to look at mining or becoming an accountant or becoming a lawyer. No, guys. Oh my goodness, there are so many lawyers and accountants in this country. And not everyone can be a lawyer and accountant. Neither a doctor. Not everyone can be a doctor. But if you ask how many surgeons do we have? Or how many what are those other fancy medical terms I'm now trying to think up, but you know, not to embarrass myself, but still. The specialists are the other thing. So, in essence, guys, you can sometimes develop your own industry, your own product. Essentially, your company will come after that. For that matter, let's stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station, because we still have the rest of our programming to come after the Tech Eagle. And let's see each other again same time, same place tomorrow morning here on your number one talk radio station, as well as also see me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, as we take the discussions further.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.